447 right now, WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let's go out to the phone line and bring out my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber, Vermont, and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, and Swanton Lumber, sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, I'd ask how you are, but I understand you're not so good so far today.
Actually, from the last time we communicated, I'm doing a lot better. My power came back on about 15 minutes ago, so I just got done dragging my generator back inside, and then I heard the phone ringing upstairs, so I sprinted upstairs because I lost track of time.
I'm glad the power is back. You know, it's interesting you say that. I want to ask you about a generator. I know very little about them. One, do you think they're a necessity for people in our area to have? And two, are there ones that are, you know, are there models that are affordable for everybody, or is it something that's very, very expensive?
So it depends which way you do it. I believe that it is a necessity for people in this area, and I've been through a lot of ice storms, and I've had a lot of my neighbors come over, and it's one of those things that it's nice to have it. It's like a really nice insurance policy. They do make some affordable ones. Really, you've got to size it by what your usage is going to be. Like, I have an electric range, an electric dryer, so I won't be able to use all of those things at once while the generator is running. However, all of my freezers and my fridge runs, I can turn on a handful of lights, and it keeps my my furnace running. So this area, yes, I do think it's a necessity. They are expensive depending which way you do it. I mean, you can get anywhere like an entry-level one for probably, I don't know, $1,200. And then you can go up from there, you know, the automatic ones with the automatic transfer switches, them run on propane, some natural gas that'll kick on automatically when they sense the power's out. Mm-hmm. I have a regular gas-powered one, and I have a separate transfer switch in my panel box, which is a very, very important thing to do because shout out to the guys from Green Mountain Power that just got my power back on, but we have to keep them safe out there also. So a transfer switch, you have to shut off your main breaker that feeds your house, and then you can slide up a security bar and then slide on the breaker for your generator, mm-hmm. and that ensures that you're not backfeeding power to the power lines that the guys think aren't energized. You know, a lot of linemen get hurt that way every year.
Talk to me a little bit about general other storm cleanup notes.
So storm cleanup notes, I always have bags of traction sand and rock salt on hand. Luckily, we didn't get a lot of icing with this storm, just heavy, wet snow. Another thing that I like to tell people is even if you get like a little portable buddy heater, you can get those that run off of like 1 pound propane cylinders, or you can get an adapter hose so that they run off of a full size 20 pound propane cylinder, just so that you've got some heat, you know, you can keep it around pipes that might be prone to freezing. And a lot of the propane heaters now actually have a low oxygen cutoff sensor. So, you know, you don't have to worry about like a CO2 poisoning or running out of oxygen. So they automatically shut off if they reach that level.
It's Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber online at sticksandstuff.com. You can check out our Calls with Kyle segment on that website and also check out their flyer as well, where there's always some good deals. You can get a Sticks and Stuff gift card as we get towards the holidays. Could make for the perfect stocking stuffer and go into a Sticks and Stuff's location. They always got some kind of little tools or appliances which might be good for the handy person, or in my case, want to be handy person in your life. So, Kyle, thank you. Appreciate you. We'll catch up in 7 days.
All right. I'm going to enjoy some power.
Please do just that. 4:51, back to the newsroom next on DEV.